All right, let's go in our Bibles for a few moments to this 116th Psalm. Psalmist says, I love the Lord. There's a reason for it. It says, because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Sometimes, though, it seems like the Lord doesn't hear our voice and our supplications, especially in this day in which we live. And again, I'm convinced that we're living in that specific time when, of which Christ spoke of in that 18th chapter of Luke, when we ought always to pray and not to faint, because the Lord is bearing long with us. Many of the things that go along with that, like the little season. We're in that period of time, I believe, that God has designated to be the heyday of Satan, when he is turned loose upon the earth, because the Holy Ghost is being withdrawn. As the Apostle tells us in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, so when he shall be taken away. Only he that letteth will let until he be taken away, then shall that wicked be revealed. So all of this kind of dovetails together and goes together. Whenever it's the heyday of Satan, God will be long-suffering or forbearing long with his people, with the prayers of his people. And yet there are times, thankfully, there are still times, have been times in our lives, still is and still will be those times when the Lord does hear our voice and our supplications. So we continue indeed. We ought always to pray and not to faint. Or, as he says again in the letter to the Thessalonians, as Paul says, we ought to pray without ceasing. God will hear and he will answer in time according to his own good pleasure. Now, one of the keys to whether or not God answers our prayer, and it's another one of those things that I remember from my days in the Lutheran church. An old Pastor B.R., he used to say, God answers, always answers prayer. Sometimes he just answers by saying no. And truly, that is so. But nevertheless, we're told also that Jesus tells us that whatsoever we ask in His name, what's going to happen? He'll give it to us. Our Heavenly Father will give it to us. But the key is in His name or according to His will. He's not going to answer or He's not going to give us the things that we ask for if it's not according to His will. And when it says according to His will, it's not talking about, well, let me decide whether I want to or don't want to. That's not what it's based upon. If it's according to His will, means according to His purpose, as He has purposed it in Christ Jesus. Everything, not one thing is left out, but everything will be given to those that ask it if it is according to or if it fulfills, works toward the fulfillment of the eternal purpose of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing is going to fail of that. But now, many things that we ask God for are not according to that will. First of all the people of God, from first to last, as we have so often stated and reminded ourselves, every one of them, their names have already been written in the Lamb's Book of Life from before the foundation of the world. And all of our prayers for our loved ones, for our friends, for our neighbors, whoever it is not going to avail anything if those names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if they are, then it is according to God's will that we pray for them, and He will answer our prayers in a very positive way. But we love the Lord because He has heard our voice and our supplications. In Psalm chapter 37, he says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Then he says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So there is the key. If we delight ourselves, or to the degree or the extent that we delight ourselves in the Lord in our prayers, He will give us the desires of our heart. But oh, how difficult it is. Oh, it's impossible, in fact, except by the Spirit of Christ Himself. And oh, what a comfort it is to think that Jesus Himself, whom the Apostle says in Hebrews, declares that He was heard in that He feared. But God did not answer His prayer in a positive way, the way that we usually think of as a positive way, when He was there in that garden. Three times, Jesus, the Son of God, prayed, Father, remove this cup if it be thy will. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Did God answer his prayers? Yes, he did. He didn't remove the cup, but he did strengthen him. So here's the key to it. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. In other words, it will be clear. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I think that answers to pray without ceasing, right? The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. You know what? I find it pretty easy when the sorrows of death compass me and the pains of hell get a hold of me. I find it pretty easy to pray. And let me tell you that I believe if the Lord hadn't answered my prayers, I wouldn't be standing up here today. He heard my voice and my supplications. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. The New Testament, in fact, Jesus says, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Well, I believe bountifully is a good synonym for abundantly. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And the apostle declares to us in Romans chapter 10, and all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. Can God lie? Impossible for the Lord to lie. He said it, it must be. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Most of the time we understand that or take that to talk about the dying of the body. But that's not necessarily so. When we die to ourselves, how precious is that in the sight of the Lord? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant and the son of Thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we'll call upon the name of the Lord. What is it the apostle says in Hebrews chapter 13? The fruit of our lips giving thanks continually, right? The fruit of our lips giving thanks continually. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. The second time now in this chapter that He has said that in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. And here's that wonderful phrase again, praise ye the Lord. I love Him because He hath heard my voice and my supplications this afternoon as we go to the Lord again in prayer. May this be our confidence that God does hear our voice and our supplications.